the final three councillors for Kerry County Council were elected. Dan McCarthy, we've already spoken to, independent candidate. Podge Foley, another independent out of Killorglin, a first-time candidate. And another first-time candidate, Teddy O'Sullivan Casey of Fine Gael, elected to Kerry County Council. And Teddy O'Sullivan Casey with me on the line. Teddy, good morning to you and congratulations.
Good morning, Jerry, and good morning to the listeners, and thank you very much indeed.
Listen, it was a long wait. It was a long haul. There was that recount for 6 hours in between that pushed it into Monday evening, but it was worth the wait, I take it, in the end.
Absolutely, Jerry. I mean, you know, it was a long campaign, and, you know, a few more days will make no more difference at the end of the day, but for myself and my team and my family, you know, it was a very special night indeed, and I would like to thank everyone involved, my family, my wife Jean, and my mother and my brothers and sisters, my in-laws, my Jean's brothers and sisters. They were all very good to me, and all the party members that canvassed me, and all the other people that canvassed with me as well. They wouldn't be affiliated to Fine Gael or anything, but they all volunteered to help, and we greatly appreciate that. And then to get the final result last night was very special for everyone indeed.
When you started out, Teddy, were you concerned? Look, you were looking to replace Patrick Conor Scartin, who stepped away from politics and hold on to the Fine Gael seat in Kenmare. Some very stiff competition. Were you concerned that at any stage you wouldn't make it? It'd be too tall of an order with the sort of competition that was out there and the fact that you weren't, I suppose, a Scartin running, holding that seat since the foundation of the state?
No, I wouldn't say so. We were quite hopeful all along, I suppose. Patrick was well with me since January, in fairness to him, and I would like to pay tribute to Patrick and his father Michael and the Scartin family for all the work they have done in Kenmare and South Kerry over the years. And now I hope to continue that tradition. I have the honour of canvassing with Patrick and for the three elections he ran, and for probably, I think I've done a couple of general elections as well. So I was used to it, and, you know, people said, you know, if you get the Scartin vote, you'll be flying. And Kenmare consistently elected three councillors, you could say, with the last two or three elections. And, you know, we were hopeful, like, and the response on the doors was unbelievable, you know, and yeah. I would like to thank the people of Kenmare for that response, you know, for putting their trust in me and my family and my team as a whole, I suppose, to continue on the tradition. And, yeah, you know, it was a great result for Kenmare Town to bring back the three councillors, you know, Johnny Ray and Kilgarvan, Dan and myself, and it was a fantastic result, really.
You've been down the road before, you're used to canvassing, you know what a reception is like, whether it's good or bad in the doors, and you had a good feeling from doing what you'd done and the doors you'd knocked on.
Absolutely, but, you know, there were 16 candidates running, and, you know, 16 very good candidates, and I suppose I was very fortunate as well that I had another great man as a running mate, Tony Downey down Waterville, who was unfortunate to win a seat this time. He came very close to it, and I would like to pay tribute to Tony and his family as well for the massive amount of work they've done in this campaign as well. And it was ultimately because Tony took transfers of 260 votes that led to me winning the seat. So I really have to thank Tony for that. Like, you know, Tony's a really good guy, and he was there last night at the very end, and it was a very special, you know, it was brilliant, really.
Yeah, and Teddy, look, how much of an achievement do you rate it overall for your party in Kerry? Returning as many councillors as you have, and despite several high-profile people, established councillors not running, and especially seeing as Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, Tony said, have been in government for the last number of years, and sometimes the tide can be out for ye in a local election as a result of that, but that didn't seem to come true here.
It was amazing, actually. You know, I suppose it was a brilliant achievement to hold seats, you know, and like the outgoing councillors, I think it was family reasons and, you know, the work reasons and things. They decided to withdraw from politics. I don't think it was sick of politics or anything. They had their own reasons and legitimate reasons, you know, and I wish them all the best now and their future as well. But we're lucky that that myself held the seat in Kenmare, and, you know, Tommy Bailey there in Tralee as well had a great result. Tommy Griffin and Castlemaine's spectacular result there after that really reflects the amount of work Tommy put in over the last couple of years. And, you know, I suppose the Simon Harris factor was a big element in it too as well, I think myself, you know. I think people are willing to give him a chance, and he has made a fantastic start.
And that makes a difference. There was an energy about the campaign, I suppose, in Kerry. He came to Kerry, canvassed with Yee in several places as well, so that all added to it.
Absolutely, yeah. Sure, you see yourself on the television, like the way he can walk the streets and walk the people and things like that. You know, he's a good communicator, and that is vital now in this day and age. And there's so much misinformation, things going out there. You know, I'd say he's just the right man at the right place, you know.
Yeah, yeah, at the right time. Teddy, you're celebrating tonight?
We'll be in the square tonight at 8 o'clock, myself and Dania, yeah, and, you know, I'm looking forward to a great evening. And then after this evening, then, you know, we have to get stuck into the issues and things and get down to work.
Yeah. What did you hear on the doors about, I suppose, what people are talking about, what issues they have, really?
I suppose I found myself in Kilmare, Sneem, Kilgarvan, you know, in the rural areas, anyway, you could say the condition of the roads were definitely number one, like, you know. I suppose, especially after the recent bad weather and everything, the roads are in a deplorable state altogether, and that would have to be addressed urgently, you know. Rural, I suppose, towns and, you know, and the urban areas and housing would have to be the number one issue there as well, like, you know, lack of housing, and that needs to be addressed urgently as well in the new council.
Yeah, it certainly does. Teddy, listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us. Congratulations again on running a great campaign. Long-time canvasser, first-time candidate Teddy O'Sullivan Casey winning a seat for Fine Gael in Kenmare. Thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning. That's the second of the two councillors that got elected around about 10:30 last night in the Killarney Sports and Leisure Centre to make up the 33 councillors on Kerry County Council. 27 men and 6 women. What do you make of the gender split in Kerry? Is change slow to come, I wonder? Lots of your comments and views to get to on the programme. A listener gets in touch with us and says, in relation to learning how to vote, we were given 1 hour of tuition before some elections in Kilmoyle National School by Master Declan Lovett over 40 years ago. It still sticks with me today. And that's one of the arguments, if talking about it and people are asking us to address the issue of the low voter turnout, as to, you know, civics and the education and the teaching of civics, teaching of, I suppose, how to be a good citizen. Does it take place in our primary schools? Does it take place in our schools? Or is it all left kind of to organically find out what's going on when it comes to it? Like, should they be bringing, depending on the time of year, school children to counts to have a look at what exactly goes on with our democracy or what needs to be done? Maybe have elections. I know they have elections in school, which kind of brings a bit of education into it as well for class presidents and things like that, even at primary school level. So it, does that all need to be ramped up as part of it? Or do we need to get into a situation? I remember Fine Gael years ago, was Linda Kenny, one of the elections, he was talking about a contract with the people of Ireland, signing a contract with them in terms of, if you vote for me, I will do this to you. Do we need to start talking about the social contract that's there? That if you want to be part of a country and you want good services and you want things to be improved, then you have to do a little bit of the heavy lifting yourself and engage with the political process. Be involved, turn out and vote, help with your community, not just sit back and give out and then don't do anything, don't even vote and expect things to change in the way you want them. Maybe we need a wider discussion about all of that. And then there's the other element of it, of the people who feel that they've been failed and that the system isn't working for them. They're too hard pressed to be getting involved, trying to make ends meet at the end of the month and work their day and spend time with their family. Is that part of it, the modern pace of life, does that come into it as well? That's another consideration. So give us your view on that kind of rolling debate we're having here in Radio Kerry this morning. Mary in Dingle says, good morning, jury. We are already a nanny state, but I agree, if people don't vote, they should be fined. The people who don't vote are the ones who complain most about everything. Some people went through a lot to give us the right to vote. And a listener gets in touch regarding the local election, says there have been 6 councillors elected in the Kilmare LEA. He says in his vast area of South Kerry, they are left with 1 councillor. Listener says the area is too big and it needs more seats or to be split up, says the sister. Well, I suppose, how do you count the vast area of South Kerry? Do you count Michael Cahill as being part of South Kerry? Coming into Ross Bay, I suppose if you talk about South Kerry in terms of Carrigrohane, Waterville, Kells and Sneem, that kind of area of it, yeah, one councillor, Norman Moriarty, representing the area, three councillors in Kenmare as it stands. Returned three councillors kept the three seats for the Kenmare area. That's Teddy Casey, Dan McCarthy, and Johnny Healy Ray. The Healy Ray is a bit of a total phenomenon in politics, so that's kind of all part of it. Their strength means number two stay geographically local to there, so that helps the three councillors get elected in Kenmare. So a bit of an anomaly as to why that happens and why it leads to an attraction of seats around that geographical area. And speaking of the Kenmare, we still are in that situation after this local election. Three councillors, two TDs and a senator, all within a 7 mile radius, living within a 7 mile radius. It's a remarkable thing. But if you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the show, and maybe listener, you're talking about more representation. Do we need maybe smaller town councils for have more representation in a particular area?